When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with Magic Hall of Famer Dennis Scott. Oh, that has a terrific ring to it. Congratulations again to 3D. We recap his emotional night as he is the 12th Orlando Magic inductee into the Hall of Fame. We'll recap his career here in City Beautiful, seven terrific seasons, and his threes in one season, 267, still stands as a franchise record. Lots to get into with 3D. His time arriving here in Central Florida, that trip all the way to the 1995 NBA Finals, the work that he currently does at NBA TV. He's got a new coach there at Georgia Tech, his alma mater, and his son coming up the ranks. Maybe has an opportunity to be a pretty special player like his dad. So much to get into with the great Dennis Scott on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Fonz Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Jalen Suggs.
This is Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, David Steele, Jeff Turner, and the man of the hour, Dennis Scott, or as we like to say now, Magic member of the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, 3D. Come on, how does
this feel?
Man,
that sounds great. Hall of Fame. Super happy seeing all the old faces here today from day one. I was just telling someone a story. I didn't get a chance to say it in the press conference, but I just remember walking into that old rec center for the first practice, and now you're walking into a multi-billion-dollar building now. Things have really changed since 1990.
That's awesome. Well, listen, George and I are going to be flies on the wall. You guys should tell stories. This is about you, Dennis.
I don't even know why I'm here, to be honest. I just wanted to say hi to Dennis, and that was pretty much it. I just wanted to say hi, and then you guys do your thing.
But it's got to be surreal, right? You think about your 7 years, and now here you are in the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved, long overdue, and it's a great honor. We're happy for you.
It's funny you say that, and we've all been around professional sports so long. And because these two know me very well, I've always worn my emotions on my sleeve, the happy-go-lucky person. That's my nature. So when people say this is long overdue, no, it's not. Because life has its peaks and its valleys. Things happen, right? But the universe said, now is time.
There you go.
Not 5 years ago, not 7 years ago, not 10 years ago, not right when I got traded where we all were mad at each other, right?
Right? Yeah,
come on, but see, I think we have to educate the people behind us yet. If this is real while I'm in the Hall of Fame, we're taking the good with the bad. And sometimes the bad lingers more long than we want it to, but the universe brings it full circle. And that's why I was so emotional on the podium, because it's full circle, because I remember the good, the bad, the rainy days, the bright days. I remember when JT in the playoffs hurt his knee, like all those, I remember it. People say, how do you remember stuff like that? Because I gave this franchise everything those first 7 years. I didn't go on to play 12, 13, 14, 15 years. Everyone remembers my knee injury. Johnny Gary was just talking about, I was the first one to have iliotibial band friction syndrome as a basketball player. Still to this day, no one's never had the knee injury I've ever had. So that's why for me, this is really, really deeper than most people understand, because Jeff and Otis Smith and Sam Vincent, I saw him All-Star Weekend, they helped raise me when I first got here.
Dennis, I don't know what it is about those early years exactly, but it sounds trite, but it was magical. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Orlando got an NBA franchise in the late 80s and the first team that hit the floor, I mean, the crowd was just electric. The city was on fire about having an NBA team. And you guys were part of that first time. Just tell us what your thoughts were as you came in to a new organization as a rookie in the NBA.
Well, to add to that, it was my first time as a young kid coming to Orlando, period. So like I said in the press conference, so coming to Orlando, a dream coming true playing basketball, and the first time meeting Mickey Mouse for the first time at 22 years old. So it was like, oh, I was like a kid in a candy store. And then as you learn to do your homework, well, this is a college town. What do they know about the NBA? Well, they were starving for more NBA.
Yeah.
So they bring in the right vets like Jeff Turner and all those guys, and you bring in the wild guys like me and Nick, and then of course Shaq and Penny come along, and the rest is history. But to your point, those first two or three years were so magical because we were all flying in by our pants because we were having fun trying to educate Central Florida about NBA basketball.
I think what's interesting, and I told you this when I saw you when you first walked up today, is for me, it feels like it's a long time coming, just because I was in the locker room with you. I was in there, and God, I'm going to get emotional, but so for me, I know how important you are to this franchise and building it. And these guys will tell you that I have been advocating for this for quite a while, by the way. So because I understand that, for me, the happiest part about seeing you up there today, Dennis, and everything is I want Magic fans. There's a whole new generation, right?
Right.
And my fear is sometimes is we forget, right? Mm-hmm. Like they don't know. They haven't gone back and looked. I think they still probably play you in NBA 2K. But they don't have an appreciation about what that was all. What David's talking about, those magical times.
No, you're right. Obviously the three-point shot, and I was teasing about Paul Porter yelling out 3D, and everywhere I go now, airports, wherever, they yell out 3D. And that's just playing the game. Jeff, you hit around here. We were just playing, having fun, trying to figure out who we were. And when you stay in that moment, now when you look back on it, you're like, man, we really were doing some different things at that moment. When you reflect on how the game is played now, how the handshakes. Well, Nick and I were doing handshakes. Like every team now is hand. I'm like, wait a minute, we were doing that first. Steph Curry before the game. I remember, I'm going to test myself. It was Orlando. It was some vision I had. It was a sponsor I had. And I would meet with the kids before the game. And they would be there early to get shots up. I'm like, well, I was doing that back in 90. Why is it so big now? Oh, because of social media.
Well, truth be told, a large portion of the Hall of Fame committee is in this room, just so you know.
I need to get on them why it took so long then? I changed my mind.
But that being said, once the committee had come to the decision that you were going to be the next person inducted, and then to see Alex on the telecast that night when you were in the studio getting ready, talk about what that was like. I know you said it in the press conference, but for those that didn't see the press conference, what that was like when Alex pops up on the screen, and obviously you're not expecting to see Alex Martin's on the screen, and he tells you that the Magic's going to bestow this honor on you. What was that like?
It was really a surreal moment because, you know, I'm a student of my craft. I'm getting ready to do this interview with Monty Williams, talking about the Suns. Devin Booker at that time was dealing with, a groin injury. And so I'm getting all my notes together and ready to do what I do. Look up and, what the heck is Alex doing there? What do you want, Alex? And he's like, oh, hey, 3D, I'm bringing you home. Bringing me home to what? So that's ringing in my head, bringing you home. This is where it's all started. Like, as a kid, NBA, this is home. So to hear him say that, it didn't register. He said, oh, yeah, well, you're going to be the new inductee to the Orlando Magic Hall of Fame. Okay, this is different. Now, so I'm looking around, making sure. Well, it's not April. It's not
April Fool's. Did you think you were off the air at that point? Did you really?
To your point, yeah, I almost cursed.
That's it?
I almost cursed. Yeah. I did almost curse. Yeah, I did. Because I had no – I mean, and we all know. We all hate to get pranked or get got. They got me.
Yeah.
They did a good job talking to my wife and my son, daughter were in on it too. So that made it even more – pleasurable to know that man, they got dad on this one.
And the people at Turner, by the way, at NBA, and they were so supportive when we came up with the idea to do that, and they were like, oh, this is great, like, let's full steam ahead. And you have support from that end too.
Yes, it's been a wonderful ride. I was, you know, I know Pat Williams wasn't here today, but John Gabriel and everyone in the front office, and these two know it because the first Dennis Scott show came with David Steele. So the fact I'm in year 15 at NBA TV and TNT, Pat Williams, John Gabriel, and David Steele get a lot of credit for that, because Pat could have easily said, no, I don't want you doing TV show. I want you to concentrate on playing. Yeah. Just like Shaq was doing, you know, raps and movies and stuff. Pat could have easily said, hey, guys, I know you like that, but I need you to concentrate on this first. Win me a championship first. So once again, I'm about to get emotional. I'm doing the restaurant, I'm doing shows, Shaq's movies, Penny's doing, and we're going to the finals.
Yeah, right.
So that's why this day is just so surreal that Pat Williams, Johnny Cash, one of the original owners, right? Am I getting the names right?
Johnny Cash.
They allowed us to be us. And it's so surreal right now that we were living a dream in the moment. I talked to James Brown, who does NFL. Mm-hmm. George Michaels, may rest in peace. Growing up in D.C., it was called The Sports Machine.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
That's when I fell in love with being on TV. The Laker games were tape delay. That's when I fell in love with Magic Johnson. So everything in my whole journey of basketball is literally, I see something, I want it, I'm going to dream about it, how do I attain it?
That's great advice.
Well, you've come a long way from the Dennis Scott show.
A long way.
And I have
my
too,
cable show,
way.
Right?
Do you have TV. Any tapes? Because David's been looking for tapes, and he's having trouble finding them.
Someone sent me a couple snippets. I would love to get a couple
We need
tapes.
To find those.
I had some Chinese collar.
Oh, yes. Oh, I had some, what, some big collars or some loud shirts on.
Oh, man. I'll never forget the night you and Shaq showed up dressed as Rastafarians. As different.
Hey, man, identity. Hey, man, what are you doing, man?
And by the way, you're about 10 minutes late. It was a live show. So I'm on the Dennis
lying.
Scott show, just David Steele. Dennis and Shaq show up as two different people. I had no idea they were going
to
do it.
So I'm at the house normally getting ready to leave. And just the show where, you know, each week someone different coming on. Shaq said, oh, yeah, I got you. So I'm looking. No Shaq. They're calling me. 3-way, I was like, he's not here. Welcome to the Dennis Scott Show. And this is David Steele. I think Dennis is on his way. He has a surprise. That's the first segment.
The whole segment.
I don't know what I did.
It was the whole first segment, right? It was like, then finally.
Did you have any highlights?
Then I don't remember what we showed.
I blacked it out.
That's why we have to find the segment to match it up, because this is what I do remember. Remember, Shaq and I was into the 64 Impalas. Remember? They had the switches. So I was like, I'm on the way. I can't remember the young lady producer.
Kyle.
Was it Kyle?
Yeah.
So kind of like, hey, we're on our way. So they bring the camera outside. We pull up in the 6-4. I'm hitting switches, and Shaq go, I'm like, big fella, I said, if I lose this deal, this is your fault. It's your fault.
That's right.
Yeah. I got an idea. What? Let's put on some Rastafarian wigs.
Just like that.
I said, okay. He goes in his closet, grabs two Rastafarian wigs.
I like that he had them in his closet.
Yes,
I
love that. Yes, and we get out of the car. Hey, man, sorry we late, man. It was coming from Jamaica. Too much traffic, man.
They did the
and
whole show.
And we literally,
as those
we
two guys.
Came in, oh, and we word. Sit down, and the camera walked in, parked the car. Hey, say, David, we lost 3D in Shaq, man. We got a little bit of traffic, so we're here.
And I had no idea this was going to happen.
True story. Imagine that happened today with the way social media.
Oh, my God.
We'd be going viral.
I think about a lot of the stuff you guys did back then.
Right back then? Am I wrong? Like,
no, you're 100%.
All those kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Those, you guys,
yes.
Costumes was a big part of what you guys did on road trips.
Shaq got off the bus one time with that Rastafarian
wig. Yes.
And
his,
people didn't know who he was.
His goal was to go right through all the fans that were waiting.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
And they didn't recognize who he was.
Yep.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Through conversations with investors and entrepreneurs, Unseen Upside by Cambridge Associates explores the human impact of investing. Season 4 focuses on exciting healthcare advancements, promising to improve outcomes and create resilient, patient-centric systems, blending technology and compassion. Meet the minds behind innovation shaping the future of medicine, from drug discovery to the role of AI. Uncover the Unseen Upside, available now.
Yeah.
Though one other time too, he was running late because Shaq has potential to run in late for that, you know, because Shaq is Shaq. I said, "We're at Pinky Lee's today. Where's Pinky Lee?
It's right there.
I said, "It's only been open for a month. It's right there." All right, I got a surprise for you. I said, "All right." I'm sitting there, and he shows up in a woman's green dress and a woman's wig. As Shaquilla. That's when Shaquilla was born. So at that time, I think Living Color was coming out, and we had just met Jamie Foxx, and he was doing Shanae. Remember back in the day, Shanae was a big part of In Living Color. So I'm like, "All right, big fella, hurry up, just don't be too late." And we do the first segment, and next thing you know, I don't know how in the heck he had some type of fake high heels on, and them ugly toes were sticking out, and that dress was barely fitting. And I was like, "Lord, have mercy, thank you."
That's great.
That's unbelievable. That's great. Was it a match right away, Dennis, when you met Shaq? Like, was it right away you guys had a chemistry? Like, how you saw it over the years, right? It just an instant connection?
Yeah, John Gabriel called me and said, "Shaq's staying out at the old, it was the old Marriott, then way out by 192. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he was way out there. It wasn't at the normal one right by the old arena. They said, "Go get him." I said, "Yeah, go get him." And I pulled up in my truck, and everyone knew I had the truck with the speakers and all that. He goes, "Man, you like music like that?" I said, "I'm not playing basketball. I'm listening to music." He said, "So am I." And that's when we clicked.
How about that? That
and he left, came back with a truck copy in mind. Remember the maroon truck? He had it because I had a Testarossa kit on it. There's a local guy who was doing all the, you know, the fiberglass stuff on our cars, and I had done it first. Shaq saw it, went back to San Antonio and with the picture and tried to copy it. And it wasn't that good. They kept breaking down on him. So I'd always mess with him.
Nice.
Dennis, whatever happened, speaking of cars, whatever happened to the 3D Cruiser?
3D Cruiser, ooh, I eventually sold that, I think, when the new F-150 came out. But I drove that.
That was a PT Cruiser.
It was originally a PT Cruiser.
Okay.
Okay. And I looked at it one day, and I said, oh, I thought it was like a piece of the emblem popped off. So I put 3D Cruiser on.
Come on.
That was the MPV van, the bright green van. Right, that's right. The 3D Cruiser was blue, magic blue.
That's beautiful. You know, I think about this day and age. 267 threes you hit that 95-96 season. Still a record for this franchise, 27 years later. Right. Like, just how far ahead of your time you were with that, the way you guys played, obviously, and shooting it out to you, but still the franchise leader by a lot and still the record for threes in a season.
I'll tell the story again. Matty Gukas, we're in Philadelphia. I don't know if you remember that game. I was having a terrible game. And Maddie said, we drafted you to shoot the basketball. And the same thing I told a story about Brian Hill. I'm going to let you shoot whenever you want, but you got to give me the effort on the defensive end. So I kind of tell that story a lot. And I even tell on NBA TV with like a Luka or guys we give, you know, a lot of credit for being great offensive guys. So I said, guess what, guys? I said, I want y'all to listen to me when I say this. How many times have you heard a coach tell a great defensive player, say the Ben Wallace's of the world, have you ever heard that coach say, hey, on the offense end, shoot as much as you want?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Never happens.
Ever. Right. So we as offensive-minded guys, when you get the right coach to challenge you, that's why I had to give Brian Hill his flowers, as we say. Because he challenged me. He said, if you play defense, you try to rebound, use that big butt of yours to keep people off the boards. Because the thing was, as long as your man don't get it and someone else gets it, I'm going to leave you in the game.
Yeah, right.
I said, okay, well, good gracious. Now I'm playing 38 minutes a night. I love this. I start putting that big old booty on everybody. You're not getting no more rebounds.
You know what's crazy is, I don't want this to get lost. Like, you're not, obviously, you know, he's 3D. He's right, known right. for a three-point shooter. But Dennis, you're a hell of a basketball player.
No, I right. right? Like, yes, yes.
So when you say, like, I always get, you know, people like, well, you know, people say, well, could you play in today's NBA? Well, I don't know about that, but I know certain guys that could, and he could.
Yes.
Because he had a complete game. He could handle. He had an unbelievable handle. Yep. He could drive it. He could post up. God, that's better.
That's my second favorite. That was my second favorite.
Little known.
Underrated. That we ever had. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I just think, again, it's me being, I guess, an old guy. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about great players.
Yes.
Like Dennis Scott.
Would have been much better, even as great as Dennis was in the mid-90s, but today
for sure,
you know, one of the top
because
players in the NBA.
Because that line meant nothing to Dennis. Right.
No.
He didn't stop at that line.
He was in range when he crossed midcourt.
So to that point, guys, I call it the, you know, obviously the evolution of the game, but being able to educate. I remember, you know, Nick and I getting 20, 25 shots a night. People go look. I said, man, you average 19, you average 20 points a game. I said, I can average 20 points in the NBA. It's not that hard because I know how to put the ball in the hole. I said, but the night the ping pong ball came to us and we got Shaq, I had two choices. Be selfish because I was the man then. Right? I mean, my third year,
right.
averaging 20. I finally figured out what the heck was wrong with my knee and I'm rolling. I could have easily went in the front office and said, trade me so I could still be the man.
Which could have happened nowadays.
Nowadays, right? And Nick and I could have been like, we want our 25 shots. Mm-hmm. Let's go to another team, be the guy, take all these shots and lose. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I ever got credit. We went from 21 wins to 31 wins my rookie year.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right? We always talk about when you're a top five pick, how did you help the franchise go to the next level? It's always about the center and the point. I helped us win, get 10 more wins. How come I don't get credit for that?
That's right. Right
when you're top five.
That's a good point.
But we're on the bridge, never brought up, left it alone. Because that, I'm not driven by that.
But your second year is when you hurt your knee, right?
Right.
And we were horrible without you. So that's how you got Shaq.
There you go.
You helped him still.
See, so like little stuff like that, when you really sit down, it's like, do I finally get a little bit of credit for that? So then I say, hey, Nick, look, man, let's get in the gym working on our jump shots. And he's like, well, you already can shoot. I say, I shoot better. I said, because the better I shoot, and this one I realized it, people come to me, I said, man, go ahead. Man, coach said, I can't leave you. What do you mean? If I leave you, I'm coming out the game. So that's when the term 3D creates spacing. What do you mean? Well, whoever guards him, he can't leave him. So now Horace Grant is getting that wide open jump shot at the free throw line all game long. He's getting wide open left hand jump shots all day long. Nick is slashing to the basket, getting those slash. Oh, why? Because people are telling, we can't leave him.
But what he's not saying is, I got wide open ones because they can leave.
No. So come on, JT.
You can leave the left hand sniper, too. We know that.
They know where Turnerville is. Exactly. They know where they are. Know
that. So that's for me, to your question, when you look, when you start, you have to educate that generation about why I changed. And then we get Penny.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to dribble no more. So when you go back and watch old film, I'm dribbling. Man, you did dribble back in the day. But then when you get two freaks of nature, you have to check your ego. And that's what I did. Do I want to stay and be with two future Hall of Famers and win? Or go have an ego and see how I'm scoring a lot of points and make extra money and never win? That's why I chose to stay here and be here for 7 years.
I think that's great advice. That's great advice. And I think when you look back on it, you have to be very
I wouldn't have changed anything. I wouldn't have changed anything.
Did you know that it was revolutionary the way, because nobody had played like the Magic played until 1994, 1995 with, you know, the big guy getting all the attention, spread the floor with three-point shooters and a mid-range shooter in Horace Grant. I mean, that was really the first time a team had done that with the volume of threes that you took.
Right, right.
And Nick and Jeff.
I say it's the basketball gods bringing us together, but it has to be someone to allow it to happen. And I think he said something earlier. A lot of times the old school basketball way, don't take the three. The three's a terrible shot. Well, now the three's the best shot in the game. Yeah. It's either a dunk or a three. Or if you're a super mid-range guy like the Bookers or the KDs, they allow you to do it because you're so good at it, but they don't want you to take it. So that's to your point. Back then, leaving college, Bobby Crimmins allowed, you know, Kenny Anderson and Brian Oliver.
The lethal three.
Lethal weapon three. So we created that. It's because I remember, like it was yesterday, coming down the fast break, it was 3-on-1 in the tournament, and I stopped and backed up and let it go. And everybody said, oh, it's a terrible shot. And Bobby's like, oh, good shot. Oh, no, good shot. And the next thing,
let's do that again.
Keep shooting at it. Keep shooting at it.
Let's do that again.
So then that's when the term, the transition three, came in. Like when we did our 30 for 30 for the Magic, right? Brian Hill, we laugh at it now. He wasn't crazy about it at first. He wasn't crazy about it. He wasn't crazy about it, but I kept doing it, and I kept doing it, and I kept doing it. And he kept looking up. We were only up one. Now we're up nine. We were down seven. Now we're only down one. How did that happen? Well, he just made two threes. Keep shooting.
Did you guys feel that? Brian always says every time it left his hands, he thought it was in.
Same way, right?
Yeah. Was that the feel? Question. I mean, it had to be this, right?
Yeah, it was
just probably
so pure.
Felt the same way. But he's, I mean, that's there's not a lot of guys that every time he leaves.
Well,
hands,
I mean, it was the same shot every time.
Yeah.
And just the rotation on the ball was a thing of art. Just a beautiful jump shot, really. I mean, and you shot it so easily, Dennis. Your leg,
big old leg. I said big old booty for my mom. And thighs back then, my mom. I always thank my mom for that.
On, you know, when we talk about the great shooters, we'll reference sometimes on air, and I always include him. Because to me, Dennis, the big thing is like being with you as a teammate during that time when we're all changing our games, the Fitz Shaquille.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, if survival is, then I got to figure out how to do this as well. And there was no better person to watch or imitate, which is the greatest form of flattery.
Mm-hmm,
I think.
Mm-hmm,
so there was a great drill we used to run, the 2-minute drill.
Come on, man.
Right?
Tom Sterner.
So we run this 2-minute drill, and the idea of the first minute, you're shooting threes and everything like that, and then you're on your own. You can go as fast as you want. You want the highest score. A lot of us, most of us, would shoot layups. We'd run from half court. You had to touch half court, lay it up and everything. Dennis would touch half court and shoot a three. Touch half court, shoot a three, right? And like Dennis is killing us in the final score. So it's like, well, wait a minute. This is the analytic part of the game It's our first lesson. So guess what? So now when we're doing it, even Greg Kite, we're like, we're going to half court. We're shooting a three.
I'd like to see that, actually. Yeah.
That was not
right. Like, it's you have to learn from those people that do it right. And he was go back and watch old footage of Dennis shoot. That is the most beautiful shot. legs. He's got great range. It was so easy for him.
And 6'8", by the way, too.
Yeah, that goes back to the old traditional thinking. Back in the day, if you were taller than 6'5 or 6'6, you had to go in the post.
Yeah, right.
They made you. And that's why my high school coach, Stu Vetter, he allowed me to – I didn't have a three-point line in high school, but he allowed me to shoot whenever I felt. And sometimes in high school, I would shoot the ball from way out, and they'd be like, what's this kid doing this for? And they would go in, oh, he can make it from like that. Right, right. So
what would you tell young players – today, what's the best advice? I know you've got a son.
Yes.
That oh my is God, good player.
I'm scared.
Basketball journey.
I'm scared. He might. And the only reason I always tease him that his hunger is different than my hunger. I said, you come home, you got a 50-inch screen in your room, you got the LeBron, you got all the shoes. I said, Dad can't own a two pair of shoes. So I said, your hunger is different than mine. I said, but your God natural ability is better than mine. He's 6'10 and a half now. Ooh. And if you follow me on social media, as a sophomore, he had 7 games where he was 7-9 from 3 from the hash mark. Just finished his junior year, made it to the Final Four, and they lost in the tournament, and he played with a torn, he had 2 micro tears in his patella. So the reason I'm telling the story is I didn't have the blueprint. I created the blueprint. So when I came here, it was like, show me drill. Like that 2-minute drill. I didn't know about that 2-minute drill the time Sterner showed us. Mm-hmm. So now I showed him. You see what I'm saying? So it's like all the information, the knowledge I've accumulated over all these years, I'm giving it to him. I had to figure it out on the way, add to it. Oh, I like that workout. I like that. I don't like that. They don't know what they're doing. Right? It's like you figure out what works to you. But now to get to answer your question, you always start in close first. So when my son was 8 years old, I'd take a chair and I'd put him into the basket and I'd make him shoot up because most kids push the ball. And the only way you can do that is make a kid sit down and push up. Otherwise, a kid will always start shooting like this. But if you make him do that and just keep doing that, Dad, my shoulder hurts. Just keep doing it. Now that shoulder stops hurting. Dad, I can shoot the ball from anywhere. Oh, I wonder why.
Build it up.
But you got to build it up. And then you start working your way back. But you don't walk into a gym and start jacking up threes. You will not become a great three-point shooter. These kids, like, no, Mom and Dad. You start in close first and work your way out. It's like Kareem came in his studio on NBA TV 10 years ago. I said, how'd you come up with the sky hook? He said, real simple, the mic and drill. And I literally almost fell on the floor. I said, that's it? Mm-hmm. He goes, yes. We all learn it, right? Yeah, you do the mic and drill right around the basket. And then I worked my way out. Then I was doing the box. Then I was doing the wing. Then I was doing the elbow. And then when he took an elbow free throw line sky hook, we all like, what? Oh, my God. Oh, this is the greatest shot ever. He goes, nah, I've been working on it.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's when we tell kids today, if you've worked on a shot and you're making it, go do it. But don't come in doing some old crazy stuff you ain't ever worked on before.
It's funny you say that because Scott Skiles – we had a player that would do that. And he said, "How many?" He blew the whistle. How many times have you worked on that shot?
Right? See?
I don't want to see it.
And by telling those stories and educating the future, that's how you get credibility in our game. Luka's step back. Now, Luka's been working on that step back since he's been 14. Mm-hmm. The video playing against the OKC back in the day, he was 14 years old doing that step back.
I got to ask you, I don't want to get your blood boiling, but 5 times in an NBA game, somebody steps out of bounds on the sideline. I know that's
you're gonna close spot. This with that.
I know that's a sore spot for you.
How do they step? How?
Dennis never stepped out.
How?
Dennis, don't you
and
shoot
I wear a size 16.
Yes. 16 shoe. Yeah.
Never stepped.
Never
out of
happened.
He does.
Ever.
Dennis, he always says. Dennis Scott never stepped
ever.
Out.
Like, I never ever stepped out of bounds ever in a college game, an NBA game. A rec league game, summer league game.
Because you know where the lines are.
Because I know where the line is. It's a 3-inch thick line, and it knows me very well.
Oh, all right, last thing, Dennis, unless anybody else, but last thing for me. I love what you said in the speech about how it affects your whole family. Mm-hmm. Family, friends, everybody hanging on every shot you took, every move you made, every game you played, right? Like, how surreal is that? And then you're looking them all in the face on your speech. They're all here, still supporting you. All these years later, I would think it would be easy to take that for granted maybe along the way, but it seemed to mean a lot to you today.
Whew. I had 50 people there today.
Yeah, amazing.
25 wanted to come, but they couldn't get off work. Five people missed flights on their own dime. So I forgot to say this. I knew I was going to forget something, so I'll say it on this podcast so all the true fans can hear it. From the DeVos family to John Hammond and Weltman, the GMs down, on down, Alex, top to bottom. It's been a beyond first-class treatment. Outside of taking my family on vacation because I'm frugal, sometimes I'll sit in first class and I'll put their butt in the back. Because I'm the million miler. So that, it's like they will automatically, so if I buy three or four or five, comfort, they automatically put me up when they won't put them. So sometimes I'll leave their butt back and come outside. I say, I earned all these million miles, not y'all. But the way the Magic have treated my family, everyone's in first class. We're at the Ritz-Carlton. Everyone has their own room. They're sending a Sprinter. If you follow me on social media, I've already put up on Facebook that, man, my whole family's with me in the Sprinter van going to the Hall of Fame. That's not what I planned for when I heard my name called. I just wanted to come here and play basketball, have fun, get connected to the community like I was. I had my own restaurant. These are dreams. Like, I'm going to have my own restaurant. Okay, how do I do that? Then I meet Mark Nijane, who's one of the biggest lawyers to this day in Orlando. He goes, I'll do it for you. What do you mean? John Morgan, Morgan & Morgan. He's all over the world. Mm-hmm. They believed in me. So that's why it's an emotional day that y'all took in a starry-eyed, fun-loving kid that just wanted to have fun and smile playing a game of basketball. And now y'all have put me a part of this family forever.
That's well, a great way to end it right
rightful
there.
Place,
that's
rightful
it.
Place.
Put a bow on that.
And now we get to watch you still be that that fun-loving guy on TV every night on NBA TV and Turner. Keep up the great work. This has been awesome for all of us, especially those that were with you, those of us that came a little after. But we hear the stories, and it's great to see. It's well-deserved.
And now they'll live forever.
Now they'll live forever. We're happy for you, Dennis. Congrats Thank you. Again.
Very much appreciate Thanks, it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.